called to be compassionate, living generously. Well, are you a public or a private person? Do you like being the focus of attention, or would you rather slide away into a corner? Strange as it may seem, many people who have public roles, and I think you probably get the majority of clergy in this category, are actually quite shy and don't relish having attention. There are other people in the public eye who love being the centre of attention. And I think we can all think of some. Sometimes you get surprises when you have those kind of interviews of people, but I think you can all think of some who really love being at the centre, and others who are there because they know they should be there. Sometimes it's a way of overcoming being shy. Well, one of the cruel things about the media spotlight is that everything about a person tends to be exposed. You suddenly become famous for whatever reason. You know, you kind of make it on one of these talent shows, or you become a top sports person, or you marry a prince of the realm, whatever it is. And then what you wrote on Twitter 6 years ago suddenly becomes top news. Or the clubs you belong to at university, or confessions of your first boyfriend or girlfriend. Nothing is private. You suddenly find your whole world is an open book, and especially these days with the internet. And famous people need to be very, very tough to be able to weather this out, be able to, stick it out, whatever happens. And the spotlight also exposes their deeds and the deeds of governments and others, both good and bad. And I think this week we've had a few shocks, haven't we, in the UK. The hospital in Gosport and the way it was treating elderly patients, that expose, I think, was shocking when you saw what was going on in private in that hospital. Perhaps also, even more shocking, the imprisonment of those migrant children separated from their parents on the borders in the United States. What was going on there? What was driving those values? And then, if you're wondering, I put the World Cup up. I couldn't not mention the World Cup today, could I? But video assistant referee, VAP, does it actually help? Does it make things fairer or not? I'll take points after that. Finally, I couldn't find a kind of really good news example easily in this week's news, but I found one from a while ago, back in the winter a couple of years ago. There was a paramedic waiting in the streets with an elderly man waiting for an ambulance. I suspect he'd fallen over or something like that. And the ambulance taking a long time coming, and somebody passed by and was cheering them up. She realised it was David Beckham and cheered them up. They had a nice conversation. He went on his way and they thought that was nice. And then 5 minutes later, he came back with two cups of tea and gave them both a cup of tea. Isn't that nice? What a nice man. Shows real care for somebody else. And the picture up there is the selfie that the paramedic got just to prove it so that people would say, oh no, pull another one. So what is exposed in our lives when the light shines on them? What is exposed when the light shines on them? Let your light shine. I looked up the commentaries about this passage and there was a lot of discussion about when it says let your light, whether it meant you as an individual or whether it meant all of us as a community. Because in English, you is both. In some languages it's not, but in English it's both. And what did the original say? What did it mean? And there were differences of view, but actually most people said in the end, it means both. This passage is actually something that each of us can think about as individuals, but it's actually also something that we can think about as a community. So when we think about this theme of living generously, it's something we can think about as individual people, but we can also think about it as a community. So should we be looking at our individual lives, looking at our community? We look at both. And there's something really good about this, because we've been thinking about this spotlight shining and exposing things. But the great news is that Jesus isn't shining some massive big spotlight on each one of us, saying, oh, I'll show you whether you've got good deeds or bad deeds, they'll all be exposed. That's not what Jesus is doing. He's actually, if you look at that verse carefully, let your light shine before others, that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. If you look at that, he's actually calling us to reveal the light that is inside each of us. So it's an inside-out light, not a great big light falling on us. And that is really, really good when you think about it. Because he knows that there are some fantastic good deeds that his disciples are doing, that each of us individually has the Holy Spirit working in our lives, that each of us have done some good things, done some bad things too, but each of us have done some good things. But doing them, the light, are things that you do not to glorify yourself, not to make yourself bigger, but to glorify God, to do them to make other people valued. Like those cups of tea to the paramedic and the old man, he didn't have to do that. It wasn't to make himself bigger, it was because he valued those people. Jesus wants the light of our community to shine out, to be something positive to the community around us, to share some of the fantastic things. And already there are some fantastic things that are happening in care of the elderly, in care of young people, in doing all sorts of things in our community. Now, I think we're quite rightly shy about sharing our good deeds. I think the other thing I had to think about when I was preparing this talk are the many places where Jesus tells us to do things in secret, to give our you know, to give in secret, to do things in secret, rather than to kind of, we know, we're not supposed to I remember my mother saying, don't blow your own trumpet. Not that I did very much, but she was saying, don't blow your own trumpet. It was something that you're not supposed to do, is it? And if you do that, if you do kind of, you know, just say, I'm the greatest, it can devalue some of the things you're doing. And it sort of means if you do them just to be noticed, it devalues them, doesn't it? And it makes them less. And in a way, that goes against the culture of our society. I was speaking to somebody recently who was going for a job, and she said, well, you know, she'd been having help with someone else in interviews because she said, well, I'm always modest about what I'm doing, but I've been told I've got to say I'm doing this and I'm doing that, and I've got to make lots of it. I've got to sell myself. And in some ways, it's this, you know, we're saying, well, no, it's actually not doing that for ourselves, but it's glorifying God with the things that are happening and letting the light of those good deeds shine. So it's a subtle difference, if you like. Well, I was thinking about that, and I was thinking it'd be nice to think about what good things are happening in St. Mary's community at the moment. And I thought I might actually, we've got the mic here, I might actually see if anyone would like to tell me some good things that are happening in St. Mary's, good things that are going on in this community, through this community. Is anyone brave enough to think of something that we can say? Or in the community which St. Mary's people are involved in? I think it's going to go very quiet here now. People are very modest about their good things. Anything that's happening? Oh, got one here. Good. Brave person.
I've always been very impressed with the work in the schools. So people with the courage to go in and speak and do assemblies and so on.
Yeah, the lots and lots of things happening with the schools. People serving as school governors, working with the schools. Our Open the Book program, when we're doing school assemblies in every school. It's fantastic. Kathy, have you got one to share?
So I just recently gave a talk at the Monday Club, and I was really impressed at what a lovely facility that provides for the older folk. It's a really nice time for them to get together, and it's a really nice environment, and people are doing that on a regular basis and have been for a long time.
Yeah, thank you. The Monday Club is a really, really good thing. It's a club in the afternoon for elderly people, and people give their time week by week to help in that, and also Thursday morning communion. People give their time to help in driving people there and in running the club, and it's a fantastic thing for older people. A lot of people really look forward to Monday Club and to Thursday communion in the week. Thank you.
CAP courses to help people with debt and budgeting.
Yeah, CAP courses that are courses to help people in budgeting, so people can be helped on a tight income. Perhaps people coming towards retirement or people at younger stages of life when finances are tight. And that's a really, really good thing. I think another thing that's run with a lot of church members, it's not run as a church thing, but the community disabled community vehicle is a brilliant thing that is run, which was very much from Hugh Stradling, member of our church, who got that started.
Is a wonderful way of welcoming people from who don't come to church.
Thank you. And Cafe Plus has been going now. It's one of the longest serving Fresh Expressions. It's been going since 2005, month by month, huge volunteer group of people. And that's a fantastic way in which people are living generously, serving the community, and doing something that's very positive for the community. So that's really, really, really positive. So there's loads of things, and we could just go on. We could spend the rest of the morning thinking things. And I think, you know, quite rightly, we're quite modest about these things, but it's actually really important to actually sometimes celebrate them. And it's something we're not terribly good at in our culture, is it? We tend to be shy, but these are really good things. And we can, I think, sometimes celebrating things we do collectively is a little bit easier than doing, you know, anything that's individual. But at the heart of each of those are individuals who are really giving of themselves, and that's it has made a huge difference. And all of that is at the heart of what it means to be a Christ-like church. All of that is at the heart of what it means to be a Christ-like church. Because the light that we're shining is not our own light. It's the light of Christ. It's that priceless, wonderful light that we gain when he comes to dwell in us through the Holy Spirit. When we give our lives to him fully and unreservedly, that light is something that we're called to reveal. Because that light is the hope of glory. And there's this wonderful passage from Colossians that St. Paul wrote, God has chosen to make known to all people the glorious riches of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. So to sum up, when Jesus commands us to let our light shine before others, he's not talking about the light that is shone on us like a spotlight, but it's a light that shines out of us, an inside-out light. But it's not our own light. We're not blowing our own trumpets. It's not our own light that glorifies us, however wonderful all of you may be. It's not one that's called to glorify us, but it's Christ's light that we reflect. His light that shines out, and that light has been won for us on the cross. He died for us so that the barrier between God and humans could be broken down, so that we could fully come to him and he can fully come to us when we give our lives to him. And he comes to dwell in us through the Holy Spirit. That is the light. And then that light shines out through the person that you are. and through the community that we are together. And that gives glory to God. I like this quote, "Your good deeds might seem invisible, but they leave a trail that is imprinted on the hearts of others." That's a lovely thought, isn't it? Your good deeds might seem invisible, but they leave a trail that is imprinted on the hearts of others. So let's pause and pray that Christ's light will indeed shine through us, each one of us, and our church community. And if all of this is something that you've been wrestling with, if you've not ever had that experience of opening your heart to Christ, to ask his light to come into your life, then do come and talk to me afterwards. I'd love to talk to you, I'd love to pray with you, and there are others here who would be able to, Nadine and others. Do come and have a chat. If that light is there, and it has been there for a long time, maybe you'd like to ask God to refill you, to renew you again, to get that light really shining. I don't know about you, sometimes I love candles, and I know Nadine really loves candles. And sometimes you have to, you know those ones when they burn down the middle and then the pictures shine out around the outside. And if you're not careful, the wax kind of mounts up, doesn't it? And it suddenly kind of extinguishes the candle because you've been burning, it's been burning so much that the wax kind of just gets a bit too much for it. Sometimes it can be like that as a Christian, can't it? You know, you're so busy as a Christian that all the wax comes out and you just suddenly realise that your light, that light of the Holy Spirit in you, has got a bit clogged up. Got a bit cloggy. So perhaps you want to ask God to come in and renew you, to clean that out, to freshen it up, to refill you with the Holy Spirit, so that you'll have that fresh light to serve him. And let's not hide our light. Let's shine out Christ to the whole world, and let's do it by living generously. Living generously in every way that we do. We often think of living generously as just giving lots of money to things, but it's much, much more about that. It's an attitude of heart, it's an attitude of life, it's an attitude of just living. And it's at the heart of Christian living. So let's shine out Christ for the whole world. Let's pray. Lord, may the light of your love come and dwell in each one of us today and dwell there always. Amen.